Welcome back to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. As always, I am Dominique Proganoskis, founder of the program. This evening is a celebration filled with elation as you reach a magnificent milestone, Level 1 graduation. With magic gifts, you've been endowed, so take a bow. I am so profoundly proud of each of you. Take a moment to think back on a time that you felt proud of yourself. Pride is important. It strengthens your spark. It is a versatile potion ingredient, and it is necessary for successful spells. So hold this feeling of pride inside as you graduate tonight from Level 1 of Sleep Tight Magic Academy. As part of this evening ceremony, you'll have a chance to pick your own wizard name. But first, we welcome Professor Emerald Fogwaters and Houtini to review all we learned so far.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. Night after night, you've put up with me and my pal, Teeny. Okay, you've put up with me. And you've been delightfully enamored with my esteemed colleague, Houtini. At any rate, you've made it. Congratulations on Level 1 graduation. You've learned so much already. Starting with the basics, we taught you to find your magic spark. Next came illumination. We learned the power of words by casting spells. All along, we communicated using telepathy. And we finally clued you in on how it worked. Next, you disappeared into a lesson on invisibility. Then you learned about potions and levitation. Then we looked backward into the history of magic. And finally, we learned to control time itself. Clearly, you've learned so much.
Just because we've reached Level 1 graduation doesn't mean the magic ends here.
All our lessons remain here to revisit any time you'd like to practice and strengthen your abilities.
Please continue to nurture your spark, practice your magic skills, and find ways to share it with others. Maybe you can even help us recruit new wizards into the program. If you know anyone else who would love a little more magic in their life, you know where to find us.
To mark the occasion of Level 1 graduation, it is customary for you to choose your wizard name.
When it comes to choosing a name, there are really no rules or limitations. You can pick anything that helps you embrace the magical power inside you. You might choose a name that hints at what makes you feel proud. An intelligent wizard might choose the name Intelligentsia or Smarty, while a humorous wizard might go with the name Laughter or Hilariosity.
Some choose a name inspired by light, such as Shine, Glow, or Sparky. Others prefer a name that alludes to the dark, like Shadow, Nightfall, or Shady. Maybe you desire a name that is fancy, grand, and flashy, like Whiz-Bang-Glorious. Or maybe you'd rather pick something simple and classic, like Merlin. Indeed, it is common to choose a name inspired by history or books or characters. Houtini chose a name that references a famous magician, Houdini. Personally, I chose the name Emerald because one of my favorite fictional wizards lived in an Emerald City. And I just thought Fogwaters sounded cool and mysterious. As I said, the options are endless. Maybe a name has already come to your mind. If not, it's okay. Some take a few days to bounce ideas around until the perfect one sticks. Either way, we are pleased to officially welcome you fully into the wide world of wizardry. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to more lessons with you in the future. Sleep tight.
As you find your place in the world of magic, never forget that you're not alone. There are many others around the world who share these magic powers with you. I'd like to acknowledge a few of the wizards who are graduating with you tonight. When I call on a student, you may speak your newly chosen wizard name if you desire. Camilla in Argentina.
Gloria Galaxia.
Welcome, Gloria. May your spark glow bright. Harry in India.
Magi Miraculum.
Welcome, Magi. May your spark glow bright. Jane in Tennessee.
Starshade Luminescia.
Welcome, Starshade. May your spark glow bright. And what about you? If you have chosen a name, you can say it now. Welcome to you. May your spark glow bright. Now to wind down our graduation, join me as we strengthen our magic through deep breathing and send you off with spells of affirmation. Close your eyes. Begin taking slow, deep breaths. In and out. Recall the way our magic balances light and darkness. There is a comfort in day and comfort in night. Keep breathing deeply. In and out. Your magic spark harnesses light. Your magic shade finds its place among the dark. Both have their place in helping your magic grow stronger. Remember our first lessons when you found your magic spark. Think about the people who make you feel loved and cared for. Think about the things that help you feel good about yourself. Let your magic spark glow brighter as you continue breathing in and out. Your spark finds its balance with your magic shade, represented by your breath. Each breath, your magic grows. In and out. In and out. I leave you now with spells of affirmation. I will cast each spell over you. You may listen and silently receive them, or you may choose to recite the spell yourself in the silence that follows. Here and now, you are full of wow. Each day you grow, the things you know, your spark will glow. Flying high on magic's wings, you deserve every wonderful thing. Sometimes you failed, sometimes you succeeded. Breathe deep and inhale. Your magic is needed. as lateness sets in, embrace greatness within. May your spark glow bright as I bid you goodnight. Sleep deep and sleep tight.